Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With us again today, John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred. John, what's new in the Westbred lineup for planting this fall?
Well, from a Westbred perspective, the one variety that we're particularly excited about is WB4422, a true medium maturity wheat that doesn't break dormancy real early in the springtime, so we may be able to avoid some of the freeze damage that we get in the springtime sometimes with earlier maturing varieties. It's a variety that has really good straw. It has pretty good acid soil tolerance, has good forage potential, very good test weight, very good protein levels as well. It's not real strong against stripe rust. It has excellent leaf rust, powdery mildew resistance, but it's one that's got a good complete agronomic package that goes east to west, goes north to south, really has a big footprint. We think this variety's got a lot of potential for growers, one that they need to look at.
Thanks, John. To learn more about WB4422 and the other Westbred varieties, go to westbred.com.
Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Foundation have a busy summer planned with lots of fun events coming up. One of those includes the 71st OCA Annual Trade Show and Convention. That's coming up July the 21st and 22nd in Norman, Oklahoma. Registration, of course, for that event open now. That's going to close on July the 16th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will also be hosting the second annual Oklahoma's Best Beef Competition coming up on October the 21st at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Exhibitors must apply to compete for the title of Oklahoma's Best Beef by August the 1st. I had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation Executive Director Mariah Reimer about this special event.
My co-chair Kelly Payne and my board chairman with the foundation, we were just extremely, extremely excited for a first-year event to receive the recognition and the credit that it did. And that really is a testament to those competitors. They put their trust in us. They were local ranches that really took a big risk and stepped out of their comfort zone and put all of their information and their ranch in our hands. And basically for Oklahoma's Best Beef, what it is, we're currently taking applications. So if you're interested in this, check our website, check our Facebook, our Instagram, reach out to me personally. But you can apply, and we take our finalists, and they will compete on October 21st for the Best Beef Competition. And basically, you bring your ranch's own prime cuts of beef. We serve that to the public. But the neat twist on this event is not only do you have People's Choice Award, where consumers can come directly to you, they learn about your beef, they learn about your ranch, they learn about why you do what you do, but you also are judged by sanctioned judges, and they award first, second, and third. So your ranch not only gets the credit for People's Choice, but also gets credit for saying, no, this was judged by these sanctioned judges. They know what they're doing, and we have the best beef in Oklahoma. So it really is an opportunity to network. I know those competitors last year, they had a terrific success, a lot of fun.
Reimer also said this is a great way for local producers to get out and market their beef.
They also made new orders. They had new buyers. They made connections. A lot of them, I know one individual, she had over 50 new orders. We had another one that became the supplier for the governor. So we were just incredibly excited. And then to top it off with the cherry, we were nominated for two statewide awards, and we actually won one for premier new event. And that is just a testament to all of our sponsors for that event, for those competitors, and for my co-chair, Kelly Payne. We were just incredibly pumped and excited. And
applications for Oklahoma's Best Beef Competition are up on the OCA website. You can go to okcattlemen.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.